Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Josh Larkey. This is The Dominator. Today, I'm going to be going through a mock draft for the NFL first round based on the betting markets. This is an exercise that I first did last year when I was at the 33rd team with Ryan Reynolds. And that was very well received. So we thought, hey, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it slightly differently. We're even going to have a trade this time, which Ryan and I last year decided no trades. We are just going on the betting markets, but that is slightly different this year. We're going to get right into it. And also for everyone out there that is a betting enthusiast, I will not be using betting odds like plus 500, plus 600, because that makes bad radio. Very few people actually understand what that means percentage-wise. I have taken all the betting odds. I have translated them into percentage odds. I will be referring to every pick, the probabilities, using percentage odds rather than betting odds. If that offends you, I am sorry. This is how we podcast. Pick number one, the Bears have this pick from the Carolina Panthers via the trade last year. And they take Caleb Williams. Right now, the betting markets have this at roughly 99% to happen. It's going to happen. Caleb Williams will be a Bear. He's going to have a pretty historic supporting cast for a first overall pick as well, with Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, DeAndre Swift, Cole Kmet, an offensive line that's competent. And Caleb Williams draws a lot of Patrick Mahomes comparisons. And some people out there are like, does that mean he's Patrick Mahomes? Is he the next Patrick Mahomes? The reason that he's drawing those comparisons is his ability to create out of structure. That's what Mahomes does so well. Josh Allen's another one that does this really well. The play breaks down. The defenders have covered the receivers. They have rushed the quarterback. They've pressured him. And then somehow he scrambles out, rolls out of the way, and makes a throw or runs for the first down. That is something that a defense simply cannot prepare for, cannot stop. It's demoralizing. Caleb Williams does that very, very well. At pick two, Jaden Daniels, quarterback, goes to the Washington Commanders. It's kind of been flip-flopping, Daniels and Drake May. The last few weeks, it's been a little bit more centralized as to Daniels. When I looked this morning on DraftKings Sportsbook, the odds were roughly indicating a 74% chance Jaden Daniels becomes a Washington Commander. Drake May was around 30% to go at pick two. And then quarterback J.J. McCarthy from Michigan was at around 12% if you want to bet on him. And you might say, exactly what do these odds, the percentages mean? Like, okay, so you tell me Jaden Daniels has a 74% chance to go to the Commanders. The reason I'm saying the 74 is essentially if I were to make this type of bet with the odds that Daniels has been assigned 100 times, I want to win this bet 74 out of those 100 times to roughly break even. So if I think there's a 50-50 chance that Jaden Daniels goes to pick two, then I should not be betting on him when the odds are saying, hey, you should only be doing this if you think 74%, 74 out of 100 times you are correct. Pick three, Drake May. Patriots select him. He was a two-year starter at North Carolina. He's still just 21 years old, so he's much younger than Jaden Daniels, who did play 5 years in college. We can think of Jaden Daniels kind of like Deshaun Watson as a prospect. Drake May, I've said he's lesser Justin Herbert as a thrower, and then he's got the legs of Daniel Jones. That's an exciting combination. Right now, May is the implied odds are about 59% that he goes at pick three. Next up would be J.J. McCarthy at 33%. And then I guess if Jaden Daniels doesn't go at pick two, They've got him at 28% at pick three. That kind of makes sense. Moving on, the draft hasn't gotten interesting yet. Pick five is where I think it really gets very interesting. Pick four, though, we love this for fantasy. It would be Marvin Harrison Jr., according to the betting markets, going to the Cardinals. He's got the Hall of Fame bloodlines. Back-to-back seasons with over 1,200 yards with 14 touchdowns. That was as a sophomore and a junior. Not the best after the catch, but other than that, a nearly perfect prospect. Right now, the odds are about 64% that he goes at pick four. Quarterback J.J. McCarthy is at 36%. Drake May is at 14%. And that's just kind of like, hey, if the Cardinals trade back and a team trades up, J.J. McCarthy, Drake May become much more interesting. One thing you'll notice, J.J. McCarthy isn't the favorite, as in over 50%. He isn't an over 50% favorite to go at any draft slot. He's kind of like a 1-4, 1-5, 1-3 chance type guy to go at like pick 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Very, very interesting there. We'll talk about how this plays in just a second. So if Harrison goes there, Trey McBride should lock down nearly all those targets from Kyler Murray. I think they could combine for close to 300 targets with guys like Michael Wilson chipping in a little bit, Greg Dortch chipping in a little bit. Pick five is where it's fascinating to me when I look at the betting markets and I'm trying to make a mock draft that resembles them. The Chargers are on the clock. Betting markets, when you look at what the Chargers are most likely to do positionally with their first pick, it doesn't say pick five. This is just with the Chargers' first pick. Offensive line is listed at 64%. Receivers listed at 33%. So it's like, okay, Chargers, first pick. They're going offensive line. Got it, Josh. Thank you. I'm there. And then we look at the consensus top offensive tackle, Joe Alt. But he's listed at just 17% to be taken at pick five. Huh. So Chargers probably going O-line. Most likely, consensus top O-line guy is probably not going at pick five. The three favorites to go at pick five are Malik Nabers, 31%, Marvin Harrison Jr., 27%, J.J. McCarthy, 27%. We've got Harrison off the board already. And because, like I mentioned before, J.J. McCarthy is not really like a true like 50, 60% favorite to go at any slot. Here, when I look, I see a trade happening. And you might say, well, then who's trading? What's going on here? So if you look, there's another betting market that is odds to go top five. In that market, J.J. McCarthy has a 64% chance to go top five. Huh. Malik Nabers just a 38% chance to go top five. So I'm like, wow, there's a lot of conflicting information here. And then you look at the Vikings. And the Vikings have a 44% chance, specifically the Vikings, of getting J.J. McCarthy. I used a trade value chart from Draft Tech, and it seems roughly even. It's a very, very, very minor overpay. The Vikings give up pick 11 and pick 23 that they have in the first round. They give them to the Chargers. The Chargers give them pick five. And you might say, oh, slight overpay. Are you okay with this? Yes, it's a quarterback. Generally, teams overpay for quarterbacks. We just saw it last year with Bryce Young, with that Bears-Panthers trade. It happens all the time. Teams, quote-unquote, overpay to get what they think is their franchise quarterback. Here, I have the Vikings doing that for J.J. McCarthy. It's a great long-term landing spot because the Vikings have that good offensive line. You've got Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, T.J. Hawkinson there, at least for this season, especially until the security blanket of T.J. Hawkinson returns from his ACL tear. Having pass-catching veteran running back Aaron Jones there, it's a very, very friendly year-one landing spot for J.J. McCarthy. At pick six, Giants, they take Malik Nabers. When you look at positionally, the Giants have a 69% chance of using their first pick. Nice. 69% chance on receiver. Quarterback's next, most likely. That's around 36%. You might be like, Josh, those add up to over 100%. Yes. It's like when you go to a casino, guess what happens? The casino wins more often. Betting sports books, betting, same type of thing. The sports book will often win a little bit more. They are not going to simply list all the odds and let you sum it up to 100%. They're probably going to sum it up to 110, 120, 130%. They want their cut. So Giants around 70% to use their first pick on receiver, about 35% on quarterback. Daniel Jeremiah put out his mock draft 3.0. He's generally been a decent mock drafter. He had Malik Nabers going to the Giants too. Betting markets have Malik Nabers as a likely pick at number 6. And next most likely right now is Romo Odunze, 29% to go 6 overall. So it's probably Nabers. It's a rough quarterback situation with Daniel Jones coming off the ACL tear, but Nabers can immediately step into a heavy amount of targets. Jalen Hyatt, Wandale Robinson, Darius Slayton, these are not players of Nabers' caliber. Pick 7, the Titans, they take Joe Alt. The Titans have a 78% chance to go offensive line with their first pick. Joe Alt's the best offensive lineman. He himself is a 64% likelihood chance of going at pick 7. According to the betting markets, it's what the Titans need. They were a bottom 3 offensive line last year. You get a huge bruising tackle in Joe Alt. I think they're doing pretty well there. So they get Joe Alt, not the Chargers. Pick 8, the Falcons take edge Dallas Turner. Peter Schrager had a recent mock draft. He had Dallas Turner going to Atlanta. The betting markets list the Falcons at around 68% to take an edge or defensive lineman with their first pick. Turner himself is also the most likely individual to go at pick 8, around 37%. Other edges, Latu, I might not be saying that right, and Jared Verse are 22% and 14% respectively. They're in the 8th overall pick conversation. Ultimately, Turner the most likely to go at pick 8. Turner kind of the consensus best edge, according to most. We'll throw him here. Falcons defense finished near the bottom of the league in sacks last year. A guy like Dallas Turner helps. Pick 9, the Bears. They take wide receiver Romo Odunze. He is the most likely player to go at pick 9, around 40%. Jared Verse, edge. He's second at 27%. He's gained a little traction. Now, some would really hate this for fantasy initially. They'd be like, oh, Josh, Keenan out, DJ Moore. Yes, year one, I do not love this spot. It would remind me a little bit of Jackson Smith and Jigba last year going to the Seahawks when they already have DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett. The difference, I think Odunze is much better than Jackson Smith and Jigba to begin with. And Keenan Allen is going to be 32 years old. It's a one-year deal that he is on. So it's probably Caleb Williams, DeAndre Swift, DJ Moore, and Rome Odunze and Cole Kmet, forming a very exciting offensive nucleus long-term for the Bears. And wide receiver charter Matt Harmon gave Rome Odunze all green for his route running on every single route for reception perception that had never been done before. Congrats to Rome Odunze. Pick 10. Aaron Rodgers gets another pass-catching weapon in tight end Brock Bowers. Now, as a team, the Jets have around a 45% chance to go O-line with their first pick, 45%. Tight ends at 42%. But when you look at pick 10 specifically in that market, Bowers is around a 40% chance to get drafted there. The next best offensive tackle, Taliese Fuaga, is at 14%. So betting markets for this pick specifically love Bowers. This pick also allows the Bowers under pick 12.5 to hit. He's projected to go before pick 13, basically under pick 12.5, so 12 or sooner. That's around 59% in the betting markets. I've said that Bowers, when I watch the tape, when I look at the numbers, I see smaller George Kittle. The guy is just elite after the catch. At Georgia, all 3 years that Bowers played, he led the team in receptions, receiving yards. He consistently was outproducing consensus top 8 wide receiver in this class, Ladd McConkey. McConkey's older and plays receiver. I think what might be even more surprising, I talked about this on Mind a Mansion about a month ago, was the Georgia's commitment to getting the ball in Brock Bowers' hands. Bowers finished his college career with more rushing attempts than Deebo Samuel had in college. And Deebo Samuel ran the ball in college. Bowers just did it more. Now, pick 11. This is what was the Vikings pick. Now it's the Chargers pick in that trade. Remember, Chargers gave up 5. Vikings gave up 11 and 23. Chargers were favored to go O-line over receiver. Fuaga is going to pair really nicely with Rashawn Slater. So now the Chargers have an elite young 1-2 punch at tackle. Fuaga himself is listed at 57% chance to get selected before pick 14 in the draft. He fulfills that bet as well. We are just, we are checking off these bets. Whew. We are really satisfying the betting markets. Pick 12, another AFC West team, the Broncos. They take edge, Leiatu Latu. I hope that's how you pronounce it. If it's not, I'm sorry. Either way, it's just an incredible name. Now, the Broncos are a very interesting team because they're listed at 50% to take quarterback with their first pick. But they pick at 12. And unless there's a trade up, which could happen, maybe they're the team, not the Vikings that trade up and get McCarthy, whatever it might be. However, when we get rid of the big four quarterbacks, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, JJ McCarthy off the board, there is a massive drop to Michael Penix and Bo Nix. Michael Penix is sort of viewed right now as the QB5 by consensus. His draft slot over under, though, is listed at 32.5, meaning he either goes probably late first round or early second round. When we look at, okay, 50% chance quarterback, what's next? The Broncos' most likely next position would be edge at 29%. That is where Latu comes in. Betting markets have a 67% chance Latu goes before pick 19. He would go at pick 12 to the Broncos. This is also a pick Peter Schrager had in his recent mock draft as well. And now before continuing with pick 13 and the Raiders, a quick word from the Podfather on Underdog Fantasy, a platform that, as everyone seems to know at this point, I use daily.
This episode brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy has been sponsoring Player Profiler and everything we're doing here since 2020. Sign up. Use promo code UNDERWORLD for a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. 100% instant deposit match up to $100. And you're like, oh, well, you know, everyone's on Underdog. Not true. There's plenty of people in this audience that have not yet tried out Underdog, and it's time. They're adding more sports. They're adding more contests. Like when we're heading into NFL draft season, there's the rookies and sophomores game. When you think about way too early fantasy football, that's what Underdog is. When you think about best ball, that's what Underdog is. And if you can pick players at the end of an Underdog fantasy best ball draft that are under rostered, that few people are picking at all, and that guy, like Kyren Williams, hits, you will likely experience positive returns. All you need is that one guy at the end who no one else is rostering, and the way to find that guy is to listen to us. UnderdogFantasy.com. The promo code is UNDERWORLD. 100% deposit match up to $100 with promo code UNDERWORLD. Underdog makes everything we do possible.
Promo code UNDERWORLD. Back to the Raiders. They are on the clock, pick 13. They take offensive tackle. He's taking a deep breath. Olumuyiwa-Fashanu. We'll call him OF. The Raiders are listed... Folks, we're live on air. I realize OF often stands for something else. That's what we're going to use for Olumuyiwa-Fashanu. Now, Fashanu, he's offensive tackle. The Raiders are technically 40% to go cornerback, 38% to go offensive line. It's basically the same. But then they're 30% to go quarterback. Like I said with the Broncos, I think it's just too early for Michael Penix or Bo Nix. Fashanu is 6'6", 312 pounds. He makes the Raiders a more attractive destination for quarterbacks in the future. If the Raiders decide to trade back into the end of the first round for Penix or Nix, Fashanu's presence there helps as well. And he's favored to be off the board by pick 14 at 59% on DraftKings. So this kind of fulfills his own draft pick over under and the juice as well. Pick 14, the Saints also go offensive tackle with J.C. Latham. Saints are 75% to go offensive line. Latham's the best one available here. He's a 65% favorite to be off the board before pick 15. We slot him in right here at pick 14. I'd say Latham and Fashanu are kind of the very frequently mocked at 13 or 14. This gives Derek Carr more time to allow plays to develop. This can benefit the speed of Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed when they go deep. Pick 15, We're hitting some defense. We've only had, two defensive players off the board. We've had two edges at this point in Dallas Turner and then Laiatu Latu. We get our third defensive player. The Colts take cornerback Quinyon Mitchell. Colts are expected to go cornerback 48% rather than wide receiver at 31% or tight end at 21%. Mitchell is the betting market's favorite to be the first defensive back off the board. We take him off the board here to the Colts. Now, pick 16 with the Seahawks. This was a tough one. Now, the Seahawks are slightly more likely to go offensive line, 60%, than defensive line, 42% with their first pick. That being said, when you look at defensive lineman Byron Murphy, he's heavily juiced, 69% odds to go before pick 17. So I had to place him somewhere. Finally, we get the Seahawks that are wanting to go D-line. It matches up well with Murphy. They're either going O-line or D-line. If we're going to have back-to-back O-line guys off the board at picks 13 and 14, then with the Seahawks on the clock at pick 16, I had them going Byron Murphy. He's regarded as the clear top interior defensive line prospect. He fortifies the Seahawks team that was trotting out the aging Jaron Reed at nose tackle last year. I believe he's going to be 32 at some point during this upcoming season. PFF truly did not like Jaron Reed's performance last year. They now upgrade to Byron Murphy. Pick 17, the Jaguars, they're expected to go cornerback 65%. There's a little bit of rumors they might go receiver. Guys like Brian Thomas, Xavier Worthy have been in the mix, but they are most likely to go cornerback. They take cornerback Terrion Arnold. His over-under set at pick 15.5 in the betting markets. He comes off here at pick 17. So right around where he's supposed to, in quotes. Arnold improves what was, all of us fantasy managers know, this was a pass defense to target last year at the Jaguars. Terrion Arnold strengthens that group. At pick 18, Bengals go offensive tackle Troy Fatanu. Bengals have struggled throughout Burrow's career to protect him properly. They're listed at 67% in the betting markets to go O-line with their first pick. Fatanu's over-under himself is at 15.5. So maybe you could argue that this guy should have been off the board at pick 16 to the Seahawks, but I had a hard time seeing them passing up Byron Murphy. And the betting markets do think Murphy should have been off the board around then. So that can be a contention point for some of you hardcore sickos out there. But anyway, Troy Fatanu, offensive tackle, goes to the Bengals, pick 18. Pick 19, we have another defensive player. The Rams take edge Jared Verse. The Rams on the betting markets have a 62% chance to go edge. But then here's what's interesting. So Peter Schrager puts out his mock. He is good friends with Sean McVay. And I'm going to read a quote from Peter Schrager's recent mock. Quote, "I'll go on record with something of a guarantee here. If the Rams do not trade back, you better believe Sean McVay's first ever first round selection will be an offensive player." Betting markets are quite sure, 62%, that it's an edge with their first pick. I'm not sure if that's implying a trade back or if that's just wrong. And Peter Schrager, Sean McVay's friend, knows him too well. I think this is going to be one of the most interesting picks in the draft simply because the Rams haven't had a single first round pick during Sean McVay's head coaching tenure, which at this point is like a half decade plus. Quite exciting. He finally gets it. I gave him Jared Verse. No one's going to be a one-for-one Aaron Donald replacement, but just somehow fortifying the defensive line, that's a good way to start to retool the Rams' defense. Last year, their offense just was never really an issue. Anytime Stafford was healthy, the offense was firing on all cylinders. Pick 20, the Steelers also take offensive tackle. They go with Tyler Guyton. You'll notice a theme here. Incredibly, incredibly deep and talented offensive line class 2024. Steelers take Guyton. He fits right in with what new offensive coordinator Arthur Smith wants to do. He wants to bully opposing defenses. He wants to slow the game down. Steelers have a 77% chance to go offensive line with their first pick in the draft. Guyton should be going off the board in the 20s on draft night. DraftKings lists a 71% chance that Guyton is gone before pick 30. And he's been mocked in a couple recent drafts by reputable analysts to the Steelers anyway. So we just throw him right here. Dolphins, we're going to keep cooking. Now, Dolphins are also 60% favored to go offensive line with their first pick. Edge is at 33%, so probably going O-line. I have them taking interior offensive lineman Graham Barton. He improves the interior of this Dolphins line, helps protect Tua Tagovailoa. And he himself, Barton, is a 57% favorite to be off the board by pick 21 or sooner. Pick 21 is the Dolphins. It seems like many people think that is the firewall for Graham Barton. Pick 22, some of you out there have seen his basketball highlights. They're very impressive. The Eagles, maybe they saw them. Maybe it's just that they're looking at some defensive backs. They take defensive back Cooper Dejean. We'll call him Cooper D. Eagles, there's really not a consensus as to what they're going to do this year. Offensive line's at 42%. Defensive back is at 42%. Edge is at 33%. These are all in the mix for their first selection. I had them taking defensive back, same odds as O-line at 42%. The ultra-athletic Cooper Dejean improves a pass defense that, as we all know, just completely collapsed last season. His over-under draft slots listed at 22.5 in the betting markets. Getting him at 22 to the Eagles feels about right. Pick 23. This was the pick the Vikings had from the Browns through the Houston Texans. Oh, my God. And we're going to add a fourth team because now this is, remember, Vikings traded 11 and 23 to the Chargers for pick 5. This is now the Chargers pick. They took O-line earlier in this mock. Their wide receiver 1, depending on your preference, is either Josh Palmer or Quentin Johnston. Not anymore. They take wide receiver Brian Thomas out of LSU. What I like is that Thomas can stretch the field and take a lot of defensive attention away on the outside. New head coach Jim Harbaugh is going to love that. He wants to run the ball. He does not want stacked boxes when possible. Brian Thomas is going to he's going to frequently command double teams on the outside. Thomas going after pick 16 is listed at 61%. We have him here at 23, so that all lines up there. Thomas ran a 4.33 40-yard dash. That's elite. He measured 6'3", 209 pounds. This is we'll just say it like this. It's a big guy who runs downfield quickly and makes guys miss after the catch. Basically faster and much better Quentin Johnston as a prospect. Quentin Johnston was a good prospect. I'd say Brian Thomas looks better. And they whiffed on Johnston. They go right back to the well. They take Brian Thomas, Malik Nabers' teammate out of LSU. Few picks left. Pick 24, the Cowboys take interior offensive lineman Jackson Powers Johnson. JPJ, we love that name. That is fun. The Cowboys are expected 64% to go offensive line. JPJ himself has a 58% chance to go in the first round. This guy's going to bring ridiculous size to the interior of the Cowboys offensive line. He is 6'3", 328. Essentially an interior offensive lineman built like a tackle. Pick 25, Packers. Their 71% chance to go offensive line with their first pick. They need to protect Jordan Love more. Bakhtiari's no longer there. They've got to fortify that offensive line. When I was looking, both Peter Schrager, Dana Jeremiah, their recent mocks, both had Amarius Mims going with the Green Bay Packers. And right now as well, Amarius Mims is listed at 22.5 for his over-under draft pick. We have him going at 25 in this mock. And him going after pick 22.5 is listed at 57% odds. So slightly higher chance he goes after pick 23 onward. A lot of mocks putting him to the Packers. We do the same. This is a chalk mock draft, folks, with the betting markets. I'm Josh Larkey. The Buccaneers are on the clock. They, at pick 26, take Edge Chop Robinson. There's three position groups bettors think the Buccaneers might go here. With their first pick, edge at 40%, O-line at 33%, cornerback at 31%. Very slightly in favor of edge. Robinson's expected to be off the board before pick 27 at 55% odds. So yes, we fulfill that. We get him at pick 26. He ran a 4.48 at 254 pounds. Buccaneers fans, would enjoy that pick very much. Pick 27, the Cardinals. They decide to take defensive lineman Darius Robinson. Now, he's listed at 80% to go on round one. The Cardinals have been linked to a defensive lineman at this selection. And this is just another round one pick that they have. And they go Darius Robinson here. Bills, pick 28. Fantasy relevance, maybe, maybe. They do go wide receiver. They traded away Stephon Diggs. The Bills are 74% chance to take a receiver with their first pick. They take Adonai Mitchell. A.D. Mitchell. Some people love him. Some people hate him. He does have an 89% chance to go in the first round. His draft slot over-under is at 27.5. The fantasy community is pretty mixed on A.D. Mitchell because the production wasn't efficient. Yards per route run did not like him. But he's 6'2". He's 205 pounds. He ran a 4.34 40-yard dash. Another guy just like Brian Thomas. He's got the size. He's got the speed. Mitchell played his freshman year and sophomore year at Georgia. Then he transferred to Texas, where he played with Xavier Worthy. Now, when Mitchell was a freshman at Georgia, he's competing with freshman Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers was much better. That's okay. He actually, though, had similar per-game production to sophomore wide receiver Ladd McConkey. For those out there that think it's blasphemous that A.D. Mitchell goes ahead of Ladd McConkey, hey, 2.5 years ago, when Mitchell was a freshman, McConkey was a sophomore, their per-game stats were basically the same at Georgia. So maybe these concerns about production are a little bit overblown with Mitchell's prospect profile. Four picks left. Pick 29. Lions take cornerback Nate Wiggins. Lions are likely to take cornerback 43% with their first pick. The other ones in consideration, there's actually a lot. 43% cornerback, 27% offensive line, 25% wide receiver, 25% edge. Wiggins himself fits the cornerback profile, which is what they're most likely to do. He himself is an 87% favorite to go within the first round. We all know how disappointing the Lions' pass defense was last year. A guy like Nate Wiggins helps that out quite a bit. Pick 30, Ravens take offensive tackle Jordan Morgan. He's expected to sneak into the first round at 58% chance. NFL.com's Lance Zierlein graded him at 6.36, which means that he thinks he can become a plus or above average starter over time. The Ravens are likely to go offensive line here at 70%. That's a boon to Lamar Jackson and the newly signed running back, Derrick Henry. Now, before finishing with the Niners and the Chiefs, there is another receiver going off the board here, folks, in these final two picks. Before we get there, just remember to go to playerprofiler.com if you want more rookie talk. Check out the rookie guide. I contributed. So many of the analysts that you love at Player Profiler contributed. There's several different sets of rookie rankings in that. That is the PDF that you need in your life. Playerprofiler.com. Check out the Dynasty Rookie Guide. Now, pick 31, 49ers. All right, folks, you can't make a mock draft work perfectly with the betting markets. After I give away these final two picks, I'll talk about a few guys that missed the cut that I wanted to discuss so you can understand what's going on here odds-wise. So the 49ers are 62% favorites to go offensive line with their first pick. But as we discussed earlier, so many teams, and as you saw earlier, so many teams go offensive line already in this draft. I have the 49ers taking cornerback Kool-Aid McKinstry. Kool-Aid. That's a cool name. He's listed at a 75% chance to go in round one. And the 49ers' fourth most likely position to select here is cornerback at 17%. I don't know. It's not a perfect fit. Kool-Aid McKinstry had to go somewhere. He had lower odds than Nate Wiggins of going in the first round. That's why I had the Lions taking cornerback Nate Wiggins. Cooper DeJean was at pick 22, another defensive back to the Eagles, because his over-under draft slot was 22.5. Kool-Aid McKinstry keeps getting mocked at the end of the first round. I snuck him in here because the 49ers pass defense has consistently, year after year, been susceptible to big plays. This selection tries to help stop that trend. Now pick 32, the Chiefs. They are 52% chance, slight favorites, to go wide receiver with their first pick. I have them taking a speedy wide receiver out of Texas. He broke the NFL combine record for 40 time, Xavier Worthy. He himself has a 71% chance to go in the first round. I have him sneaking in there to the Chiefs. He's a really good route runner. He's not a Henry Ruggs where he's got the 4.2 speed and that's it. Worthy might not be Tyreek Hill in and out of his breaks. He's not quite that fluid. But still, if the guy did show at one point that he can run in the low 4.2s, you've got, right now, we got Marquise Brown on the outside, Xavier Worthy on the outside. We have two guys that run 4.3s or better on the outside. Whenever Rashee Rice returns, he probably misses a game or two due to the car accident where he caused the injury. He probably gets suspended for a couple games. He comes back pretty soon. He's in the slot. Travis Kelce's in the slot. Worthy and Marquise Brown on the outside. This would just be such a fun offense. I don't know how teams could cover this. Now, rapid fire. I'm going to go over the 32 picks super fast, and then I'll talk about a few guys that missed the cut. Bears take quarterback Caleb Williams. Commanders, quarterback Jaden Daniels. Patriots, quarterback Drake May. Cardinals, wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. Vikings trade up to take quarterback J.J. McCarthy. They trade with the Chargers. Pick six, the Giants take wide receiver Malik Nabers. Titans take tackle Joe Alt. Falcons take edge Dallas Turner. Bears take receiver Rome Odunze. Pick 10, the Jets take tight end Brock Bowers. Then the Chargers now have pick 11 from the Vikings and 23 through the trade. At 11, the Chargers take tackle Taliese Fuaga. 12, the Broncos go edge Liatu Latu. 13, the Raiders go Olumuyiwa Fashanu, tackle. 14, Saints take tackle J.C. Latham. 15, the Colts take cornerback Quinyon Mitchell. 16, the Seahawks take defensive lineman Byron Murphy. 17, the Jags take cornerback Terrion Arnold. 18, the Bengals take offensive tackle Troy Fatanu. 19, the Rams take edge Jared Verse. 20, the Steelers go offensive line Tyler Guyton. Dolphins stick with interior offensive line prospect Graham Barton. Eagles take defensive back Cooper DeJean. Chargers at 23 take receiver Brian Thomas. Cowboys interior offensive lineman Jackson Powers Johnson, JPJ. 25, Packers, Amarius Mims. Buccaneers take edge Chop Robinson. Cardinals take defensive lineman Darius Robinson. Bills take receiver Adonai Mitchell at 28. Lions take cornerback Nate Wiggins. Ravens offensive tackle Jordan Morgan. 49ers go cornerback Kool-Aid McKinstry. Chiefs close out the first round at pick 32. Wide receiver Xavier Worthy. A few guys that missed the cut. Defensive tackle Jerzon Newton. He's listed at a 74% chance to go in the first round. Daniel Jeremiah's mock had him going to the Bills at pick 28. Peter Schrager did not have him in his first round when his mock came out a couple days ago. I'd say that Jerzon Newton would be a decent candidate to go to the Buccaneers at pick 26, the Cardinals at pick 27 as well. Quarterback Michael Penix is a 57% favorite to go in the first round, but his draft slot over-under is 32.5. It's very difficult to find a home for him. He's probably going to need a team to trade back into the first round to take him. I think he's either going mid to late round one, early round two. Quarterback Bo Nix has just a 38% chance to sneak into the first round of the NFL draft. And then two more receivers worth mentioning. Ladd McConkey, he has a 38% chance to go round one. Troy Franklin has a 27% chance to go round one. Either of those guys could end up with the Bills or the Chiefs, and suddenly they find themselves in the late first round of Dynasty rookie drafts. That does it, folks. 32 pick, first round mock draft using the betting markets. I'm Josh Lurkey. This is the Dominator for Player Profiler. Thank you, everyone.
Now, I know many of you are looking for a secret weapon for your Dynasty League, and I have it. It's called the Dynasty Dominator app. You go to the App Store, go to Google Play. It's right there. It's $5 to download, and then every year it's $5 to load the next incoming class of rookies. You can add Superflex, add tight end premium. It's incredible. Because it allows you to look up players, it allows you to vote on whether a player is a buy, hold, or sell, and then see the market sentiment on that player. And you can compare their lifetime value rating from Player Profiler to their Dynasty ADP at the FFPC, all in the price lookup tool. And beyond that, we have a trade analyzer, so you'll never lose another Dynasty trade again. And in our settings, you can set, this is a win now team, this is a rebuilding team, and then we let you compare players. Look at their metrics side by side. Prospect metrics, NFL metrics. It's all there. It's $5 in the App Store. There's some add-ons for Superflex and to buy the upcoming rookie class. Every year, you're going to spend $5 on this thing. And it's going to be well worth it. Hey, I want to thank you for being part of this broadcast. If you have any thoughts on it, leave a comment. If you enjoyed it, make sure you leave a like. And if you want to see more shows on the Player Profiler channel, subscribe to it. That's how we know you want more.